Goodbye, 2021. A year ago, we reported about the strong opening of the movie Wonder Woman, 1984. That movie received much praise and made about $17 million on its opening weekend. Sounds small for a Hollywood production, right? But in January 2021, it was considered quite a hit. So much was still closed. 12 months later, the new coronavirus continues to create big problems for movie making, live theater, and much more in the world of arts and culture. But the industry also saw major recovery in 2021. Experts say the future looks good, especially for film and live music. The success of the Marvel Universe film Spider-Man: No Way Home is a hopeful sign, says Associated Press entertainment reporter Lindsay Barr. The latest in the Spider-Man series, the movie was just released December 17th. Theatergoers around the world have since spent a total of more than $1 billion to see the film. The movie theater is probably going to come roaring back because we have a lot of really, really massive movies, Barr said, naming projects including Avatar 2, Top Gun 2, and Black Panther 2. Hollywood is certainly delivering their big guns, or are planning to, in 2022, she added. Experts also expect live music shows to be very popular this year. Steve Balton is a podcaster and arts reporter for Forbes magazine. He said the two most interesting tours, or series of performances, of 2022 will be from music groups Rage Against the Machine and My Chemical Romance. Rage Against the Machine had planned to tour in 2020, but postponed the shows because of the pandemic. Now, the band is set to launch the tour in the spring of 2022, starting in El Paso, Texas. But the public's interest in My Chemical Romance's tour is surprising, Balton said. He compared the two bands. They, Rage Against the Machine, were already headlining festivals and arenas. My Chemical Romance never reached that point. They sold out 70,000 tickets in L.A., he said. But Balton suggests spending your money on another performance also. If there's one show in 2022 that you would like sell a kidney to be at, it's Elton John's final North American show at Dodger Stadium in November of 2022. So, when you see something like that, this is just one of those shows that 25, 50 years from now, you're going to tell everybody you were at, he said. The Elton Farewell Tour is to open in New Orleans, Louisiana, on January 22nd. Of course, as the Omicron version of the new coronavirus continues to spread, film and music fans can only wait and hope the show will go on in the new year. I'm Katie Weaver.